We're going to have a camp meeting.
Amen.
Amen. I don't really know what I'm going to preach about during this camp meeting. It doesn't make much difference as long as we have revival.
Amen.
We want to have revival. It's a good place for revival to break out right here in camp meeting. Praise God. And we leave this place revived. We can set the entire state of California on fire. Amen. Not because one man preached, but because a group of people decided to get with the program. Amen. Amen. Somebody said one time that the days of camp meeting are over. Well, the same statement can apply for church for some people. If you just come and sit down and be entertained and go home, well, the days of camp meeting are over. But I believe we can take this camp meeting and really make it serve our purpose. Praise God. I want a blessing from the Lord tonight. Amen. I want a renewal of the Holy Ghost. I want my mind, my spirit. Amen. Blessed of the Lord. Praise God. I want to feel a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost on my life. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you something. We're living in a day that we better not relax for very long. Because if you do, you may become a casualty of this dispensation.
Hello.
Woo! I'm feeling my Holy Ghost. My Lord, have mercy. Amen. Brother Payne's going to come and lead us in a chorus. And I want us to sing. If we're going to sing it 100 times, you're going to sing.
All right.
I tell you what, I'm not a preacher that I don't have any notes to go by, you know, and look at. There's nothing wrong with notes, but I preach by inspiration. So if you don't inspire me, we're in trouble. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Why don't you stand? Why don't you stand? Amen. Praise God. You look so good. If you don't believe it, just ask me. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
It's good to be in California. Amen. With your wonderful superintendent, all the fine ministers, the good people of God, let's just decide that we're going to have a wonderful time. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Payne. Praise God.
Why don't you bless that wonderful name of Jesus? Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Why don't you bless that wonderful name of Jesus? Well, there's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Well, there's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. There's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. There's no other name I know. Well, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Well, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's no other name I know. Well, I've already been to the water, and I've already been baptized. Well, I've already been converted, and I feel all right. Well, I've been changed in Jesus' name. And I feel all right. Well, I've already been to the water, and I've already been baptized. Well, I've already been converted, and I feel all right. Well, I've been changed in Jesus' name. And I feel all right. Well, keep your mind on Jesus. We're gonna have a good time. Keep your mind on Jesus. We're gonna have a good time. Keep your mind on Jesus. We're gonna have a good time. Oh, come on, sing it. Well, keep your mind on Jesus. We're going to have a good time. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time. Keep your mind on Jesus. We're going to have a good time. Oh, come on, everybody. Well, I've already been to the water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I've already been converted. And I feel all right. Well, I've been changed in Jesus' name. And I feel been to the water, and I've already been baptized. Woo! Hooray! I've already been converted, and I feel all right. Well, I've been changed in Jesus' name, and I feel well. Now this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Come on, sing it. Well, now Jesus gave me the light, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave me the light, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave me the light, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, singing this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. Jesus gave me the light, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine one more time. Oh, singing this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, a good clap offering tonight. Praise God. Something about Pentecost, it just can't survive any other way but through worship. Thank God. I'm looking forward to this camp meeting. I believe God wants to bless us. Praise God. The Lord has been moving in a wonderful way across the country. I find that many people are really anxious and desirous to be blessed of the Lord. There's one thing about God, if you desire His blessings, He will bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, and we have majored and capitalized on the words in my name, and we forgot the together. Amen. And we often thought just because we are there in the building that we're together. We're not together. Amen. They were together on the day of Pentecost. They were together. They were in the same place, but they also were together. Amen. Because they were with one mind and one accord. Now, if we'll get together, praise God. If we'll get together, we'll have another Pentecostal hoedown right here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I feel excited. Oh, it doesn't take much to excite me. Praise God. I feel good. I've been to Colorado on a wonderful vacation. Just did nothing. Just nothing. Amen. That's a vacation. Amen. If I wanted to get up, I did. If I didn't want to get up, I didn't get up. But there's one thing I did all day long and almost all night. I ate all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good? I tell you, we have the best of both worlds. You know that? We're the happiest people in the world. If you're not, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Praise God. Because you've got everything. And it's working your way, friend. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, some of you, I'm just not going to be able to move right now for some reason or another. You must be mad at your husband. Amen. You must have your jaws wired. You must be on a diet, are you? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. I feel it coming on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach from a scripture that is known so very well that you could almost quote it by heart. Shall we stand right now, please, for the reading of the Word of God? The 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis. And the 24th verse. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." What was these three words? "And hast prevailed." Everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. These are very exciting words. Actually, when you think of the setting of this lesson, and then you read the underlining potency of these words, Jacob prevailing. I want to speak to you for as long as the Lord leads on this subject. We shall overcome.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
We shall overcome. There is a defeatist attitude in Pentecost. There is a pitiful attitude, feeling sorry for ourselves. There is the attitude sometimes that we are not good enough. Even today I have learned of a pastor that told one of his people that they were not good enough to come to his church. And the man has convinced himself that he was not. And he refuses to go to church. And he was asked, not later than today, why has he stopped going to church? And he said he was not good enough. That's a terrible attitude to have. Amen. Well, the Bible says there is no one that's good but God. But we have been made good through God. Hallelujah. And if there is anything good in us, it's because He dwells in us. Praise God. I want to... that will stir our hearts. Amen. And if there is something that you have been reaching for, I pray that I can say what you need to hear. That you will no longer strain, but you will receive what your heart really desires from God. Hallelujah. What a character. My. When you think of Jacob, have you ever thought of how many pages have been ascribed to Jacob in the Word of God? There are so many pages written about Jacob. And I often wondered why. Here he is, a supplanter, a deceiver, a liar, a cheat. And in modern terminology, a crook. And here is God. He has chapters ascribed to Jacob. And I asked God one time and I said, Lord, what is it about Jacob? And then it came to me. There is something outstanding about Jacob. If you will read the Word of God, you will notice that there was an intense desire for the blessings of God in his life. Amen. He may not have known in the beginning how to reach for that blessing. Fervent, red hot flame of desire, reaching for the blessings of God in his life. Praise God. Praise God. I like exciting services. But you know what makes an exciting service? Excited people make exciting services. Hallelujah. They refuse to go to church and take no for an answer. But they want to feel the holy presence of the Almighty God kissing their very soul. It was a life of broken vows. It was a life of deception. It was a life of leaning on his own understanding. It was a life of living through his own ingenuity and wisdom, reasoning, and understanding. And here he is now. He is in trouble. They pray only when emergency comes. They pray when they have no other alternative. They pray when there is no other choice. They pray only when they are driven to their knees by the situation. And I say, friend, that's wrong. Hallelujah. Can you hear me all right? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost burning in my soul tonight. Praise God. Oh, just think. So many people, they feel like, I'm just not good enough. And if Jacob would have sat down and said, I'm not good enough to pray, he would have lost the greatest blessing of his life. And you listen to me now. I'm going to say something that you may not agree with me, but it's the truth anyhow. There are too many Pentecostals that have bought something that is not of God. And that is that you are not worthy. I am not worthy. And I've known of Pentecostals that have fasted and prayed, you know what for? To make themselves worthy for the blessings of God. And let me tell you right now, you can fast the rest of your life and pray 24 hours a day and you'll never be worthy for the blessings of God. Hallelujah. It's nothing that you do. You do not earn the blessings of God. You'll never be worthy for the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get up from your pitiful condition. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Get away from your defeated attitude. This is a day of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can and you shall overcome by the help of God. Praise the Lord. Someone says God won't listen to me. What's the matter with you? If it God thought like I did when Jacob came to pray, I'd have said, Jacob who? Where have you been? It's been 20 years since the ladder and the angels. 20 years! I tell you, God is marvelous.
Yes, He is. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. And the strangest thing in the world about this prayer, it was a forced prayer. It was not voluntary. And after he was forced to pray, God was so surprised. He thought he would go down and look on the scene. My, how strange it is. And when Jacob looked up and spied God listening into his prayer, he grabbed him. Oh, he said, I've been looking for you. You're the one I need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he took a hold of God. Oh, friend. Oh, and then God says, let me go. Can you believe that? Let me go. Here is God begging man to turn him loose. My Lord, have mercy. And Jacob says, no, sir, you're not going anywhere. Woo! Hallelujah. Jacob is telling God, I'm not going to let you go. I've got a hold on you right now. I've been looking for you for 20 years. Hallelujah. You're not going anywhere. I'm keeping you here.
Hallelujah.
I feel like California is fixing to get a hold of God tonight. Now, when I make a statement like this, it doesn't mean that you never have done it before or you're not doing it right now. But I feel as a combined group here, hallelujah, we're going to get together. Hallelujah. Us and God are going to get together and we're not going to let him go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my Lord. Sometimes, you know, of course, they don't do it in your church, but they'll do it in mine. We have Pentecostal rituals, and some are good and some are bad. And, all right, it's time now to pray. All right. Pray for my aunt. Praise God, she broke her leg today. Amen. Pray for my mother-in-law. I'm thinking, thank God, she's about to die. Hallelujah. All right, let's pray. Glory. Hallelujah. God. Ooh, glory. And we sit down. Praise God. And some will say, oh, God. Hallelujah. And some will say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, I'd hate for my life to be at stake. Praise the Lord. Amen. Have you ever watched a prayer service in church? Have you? My Lord, have mercy. Then we go home and say, man, was not that a dry service tonight? What else could it be? My. Woo! Thank God. Oh, Jacob got a hold of God. And God said, man, turn me loose. He says, you're not going anywhere, sir. My Lord. Some of us does get a hold of God in church. Sometimes God says, turn me loose. You say, okay, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to offend you. Ooh, hallelujah. And we get a little blessing. Ooh, hallelujah. Wonderful. Oh, God, help us to get a hold of God and refuse to let Him go until He answers our prayers and gives us the desire of our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why won't you let me go? I'll tell you why. Because I need a blessing. I need a blessing. And I will not let you go unless you bless me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I believe with all of my heart that we have the truth. I believe that, or I would not be standing behind this pulpit. I believe that with all of my heart. But there is a fear that grips my heart, because there are people with far less than what we have. But there is a burning, intense desire in their bosom to have more of God. And if we're not careful, they're going to find out what we have had for the last 75 years. But we have neglected it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that intense desire get a hold of me tonight, God. Let me reach out and touch you and hold on. Hold on until I receive what I need from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Someone says, I don't know what's wrong. I don't feel like I used to. I'll tell you why. You don't pray like you used to either. Hallelujah. And you don't worship like you used to. And you don't testify like you used to. And you don't witness like you used to. Hallelujah! Oh, God. Praise the Lord. My Lord. Someone says, I tell you, it's not as exciting as it used to be. Are you kidding me? I got an ex-hippie in my church. The other day she was driving. And God said, follow the car in front of you. And bless God, she's just simple enough to follow the car. And that car made several turns, and she just kept on chasing it. Amen. And that car stopped at a house. She got out. She chased that woman. The one in the what in the world was going on? She began to tell her that's exactly how it happened. That God spoke to her to follow her. And that woman was a backslider. She has known God. Hallelujah. You talk about excitement when she came to church and hit that altar and began to speak in other tongues as the power of God gave her the utterance. Oh, friend, there is excitement in Pentecost. But it's going to take excited people that has touched God and has held on to God and refused to take no for an answer. Oh, yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. My Lord, I went through I don't know what happened to me. But in Richardson, you know, the medium income there, average income about $30,000 a year. And for a short dispensation there, I've allowed some of those people that drive those Sevilles and Mercedes and Lincolns to kind of buffalo me. They walk into our church. Man, I used my very best English. I stood behind the pulpit and I was afraid to move. I refused to get excited. I prepared and I preached, but I was very careful not to offend, and nothing was happening. Man, I thought, what's the matter? I've prepared. It's an intellectual message, even though I say it myself. I've used good English, good grammar, and I can't move them. One Sunday morning, I thought to myself, I'm going to find out. Hallelujah. I took my text, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I walked the back of the pews. When I get really excited, I start spitting. And I spit about over everybody. Hallelujah. I ran up and down the aisle and I said, you need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I got through. Oh, I thought to myself, they'll never show up tonight. There won't be a one of them there tonight. And bless God, every lasting one of them came back that night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just went wilder. And I went back and I started laying hands on them. They didn't know what to do. They're afraid not to let me do it. But they wouldn't know what in the world was going on. And there was about a 16-year young lady. As I laid my hands on her, she raised her hand. And she began to speak in that Holy Ghost language. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something tells me today, we don't need to sit and try to reason our situation out. It'll never work. What you and me need to do is get a hold of God and not let Him go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Try to reason, what's the matter with us here? What's going on over there? What's wrong with that? There is nothing wrong. What we need to do is get a hold of God and refuse to let Him go until He answers our prayers. Hallelujah. My Lord, hallelujah. Now, I'm not preaching a pretty sermon tonight, but I don't care. Amen. I want us to get a hold of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, we've got so much until it's hard for us to feel our need for God. But you don't have one tenth of what Jacob had. He was a multi-millionaire by the standards of that day. Oh, yes. But he knew how to get a hold of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And you know, it's so beautiful. God is saying, come on, Jacob. Please let me go. It's getting late. I got to go turn the stars on. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to go feed the angels. Turn me loose, Jacob. Oh, no, sir. You're not going anywhere. Isn't that beautiful? You see, he could have disengaged himself so easily. Oh, Jacob could not have prevailed against God. Not unless God wanted him to. Hallelujah. 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 God was happy with the situation. He was glad. That's exactly how he wanted it to be. He wanted Jacob to reach out and call on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone says, what's the matter with God? I'll tell you what. He says, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto thee. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Woo. Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody says, I shall overcome.
I shall overcome.
Say it again.
I shall overcome.
Hallelujah. You're not a little orphan. What church do you go to? Yeah. Oh, is that right? What denomination are you? My Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I will not let you go.
No.
Is there a need in your life? Is there a need in your life? Is there something you really want from God? Oh, every last one of us has. Do you have any unsaved loved ones? Is there unsaved wives, husbands, children? Oh, what have we done? Just raise our hand in church. Silent request. Ashamed to even say the words, pray for my lost husband. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Jesus.
Yes.
I want to tell you something, and you're going to be a little bit shocked maybe. But when you make up your mind to reach out and take a hold of God, the church is going to be your biggest distractor.
That's right. Amen. Think about
it. Holy Ghost filled saints are going to be your biggest dampers.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Are you backslid? You know, we have Pentecostals, when it's time for consecration, they're embarrassed to walk to the altar because they're afraid somebody is going to think that there is something wrong in their life. I tell you who's there's something wrong in their life. It's the ones that don't come to the altar. It's been too long since you've come to the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear me now. You came to life. You were born at the altar. And you will remain alive at the altar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus! What's the matter with her? That's the disciples now. That's not the strangers. That's the disciples. That's the church. They couldn't even discern the voice of an anguished cry. Oh, Jesus! And they had the audacity to say, send her away. Hallelujah. You go to the altar under a burden. You got a hold of God. You're bankrupt. Language-wise, your speech is finished. You speak in tongues for a while and then that's bankrupt. Then the Holy Ghost takes over in groanings and moanings and strange uttering. And they look at you and they say, I wonder what she's done this week. And Eli looked at Hannah and she said, that crazy nut. Doesn't she know it's too early to be hitting the wine bottle? Jesus, she's a fanatic. Why is she straining so hard? Send her away. The other day, there was a real nice looking gentleman dressed real nice standing in church. And the Lord spoke to the lady behind him to shout. It was a quiet service. She said, Lord, not on your life. I'm not shouting nowhere. No. It was quiet. I think we're singing, Nearer My God to Thee. You see, anybody can shout, shouting time. The second time God said, shout, she says, uh-uh. No way. If I shout, this man will drop dead. He'd be so scared. That's what she said. The third time God said, if you don't shout, I'll never put my spirit on you to shout again as long as you live. And she let out a Comanche yell. I grant you that it was completely out of setting. Completely out of setting. And you know, boy, when a woman shouts sometimes, Lord, help us. And that man just shook. And I don't know what I got a hold of him, but I know he shook all over to the altar and got the Holy Ghost and was baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Someone says, it's been so long since I've heard from God. I don't hear the voice of God. God doesn't speak to me. He will speak to you if you'll call upon Him. Hallelujah. You speak to Him, He'll speak to you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Someone says, Lord, what our church needs is a good shaking. That's right. But your church will never be shaken unless you are shaken first. Hallelujah. You let the Holy Ghost shake you up real good. Then you'll shake your church and you'll shake your neighborhood and you'll shake your city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But a dead man can't shake nothing. Woo! Tell you, Brother Price, I got so sick and tired walking in my church on Sunday night before service, and the saints are talking like a bunch of magpies. I walked in the other night about a month ago, and it just hit me wrong. About six or seven praying in the prayer room, and everybody else was flapping their tongues and their lips. And it was horrible. My God. I went behind the pulpit and just stopped the whole thing. I said, this sounds terrible. I said, God's grieved.
Truly. Hallelujah.
They looked at me. They didn't know. I said, all this talking. You're supposed to be praying. And I said, if you're through praying, you read your Bible.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And thank God you can walk in our church now before service. You'll either hear prayer or you'll see people quietly sitting before church reading their Bible. Hallelujah. The reason it takes 30 minutes sometimes before we can feel the presence of God, because you've been carnal up to the last minute. Hallelujah. And a carnal mind says, send them away. Send her away. We're so carnal that when somebody comes to the altar, we don't have the faith to pray with them. Have you noticed how Pentecostal people do many times? They stand about 18 inches away and they bow their heads, and I've discovered what they're doing. They're not praying, they're repenting. And the fellow gets the Holy Ghost sometimes while you're trying to repent and you're getting credit for something you haven't done.
All right. Amen.
See, I've been pastoring for 24 years. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Come on, say praise the Lord. Send her away. The disciples were telling Jesus, send the Syrophoenician woman away. The church folks. Prayer meeting. Are you kidding? But we have a lot of PGs, party girls. Let the church have a party. Friend, they come out with bells on. But very few PMs. Prayer meeting time. Come on, Kershaw, change the subject. But I'm liking this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, they say send her away, and Jesus never even opens his mouth. There she is. Jesus! Jesus!
Hey, Jesus!
Yes. But Jesus!
Yes.
Hey, Jesus! And the Bible said he did not answer her a word. Man, listen, I've been married 26 years too. And every so often I like a nice, old-fashioned argument. Hallelujah. Might as well just fess up. And I want that wife of mine to answer. But when she refuses to, I could just. Have you ever talked to somebody and you're talking to them and they're looking at you but they're not listening? And you feel like saying, hey man, I'm talking to you. Huh? Oh my Lord, have mercy. Hey, look at me. I'm talking to you. And here is that poor lady. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And many of us, we jumped up. We got mad. God's not going to do me this way. Went home, slammed the bedroom door, got in the bed and pouted. Come on, Ahab.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. All right, yes.
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy. And then when he did open his mouth to that poor darling, he insulted her. He called her a dog. Now, being a dog in America, that's fine. Nothing wrong with being a dog in America. My Lord, have mercy. But not in the old country. You don't keep dogs in your home. You don't even have a dog in your backyard. The dogs are wild. And when somebody does see them, they're always throwing rocks at them. And usually when they see a human being, they run. And when he did open his mouth, he calls her a dog. Oh, but friend, she had that Jacob spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She saw him. She knew he was the answer to her need and her prayer. And she got a hold of him by faith. And she said, Mister, I'm not letting you go. Hallelujah. 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 Your disciples may say, send her away. You may never answer me a word. You may insult me when you open your mouth. But I'm a holding on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a need in my life. And you have the answer to my need. And I'm not turning you loose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord, have mercy on us. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But we in America have no patience to wait upon God. Hallelujah. You're a dog. What did you call me? What did you call me? I'm going to go get my husband. He's going to whip you. I had a woman quit church one time because she counted coming to church six times and I failed to shake her hand. Boy, that's really holding on, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
And then she said, "That's all right. If that's what I am, I'll accept the fact that I'm a dog. But remember, the dog still eats the crumbs." Hallelujah. 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 Friend, she blew his mind then. He says, "Woman, I have never seen such great a faith. Not even in Israel." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go home. Your daughter is whole. Praise God. We need a tenacity like we've never had before. Oh, church, let's get an excitement. Let's get a renewed vision. Let's get a new desire to hold on to God like we never have before. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my Lord. I've been gone so much this summer that I was almost, you know, shocked. And I couldn't help but weep when one of my men came to me and said, "Brother Kershaw, we know you're busy, but we want a men's prayer meeting." Hallelujah. He said, "The ladies have one every Thursday morning and they go out on visitation. We want a men's prayer meeting and we want to go visit men." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, friend. I thank God for modern buildings. We have to have them. I thank God for every modern and comfortable gadget that we have in our church. But let me tell you, if you want your church to move, it's going to be by men and women that know how to take a hold of the horns of the altar and hold on until God comes down and blesses them. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. My Lord of mercy. I tell you, the other night, I thought, let's open our church doors to walk in, auditorium doors, and I can see him right now. He had a beard. He looked wild and woolly. And just as he opened the doors, one of our men, I haven't clocked him yet, but I do believe he's making 60 miles an hour. I mean, he was... And just as he opened the door, here comes that man and goes right in front of him. And I was watching. I said, "Oh my God, please, no accident." Poor darling, the first time in the church. I thought, "Oh God." When that man passed by, he was petrified. I thought, "Oh God, did it have to happen just like this?" And I was expecting him to back off. But he looked, he was bewildered. And he came in and sat down. But when that fella took off, there's a few more that followed. And then the church just went out of rhyme and reason. I've been in Pentecost 32 years and I thought to myself, what in God's world is going on? Everybody was just going in every direction. And I just stood and I thought, "Dear Lord, have mercy." You say, "Brother Kershaw, it doesn't make sense." Well, I don't agree. I agree with you. It didn't make sense to me either. But it's time we forget making sense. It's time you forgot making sense and abandoned yourself to worship and the will of God in your life and hanging on until God answers your prayers. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have mercy. Well, he didn't make a move that night. And I was off preaching somewhere Sunday morning. And I came back Sunday night, and there he was. What happened? He walked into my office Sunday morning for me to pray for him, and I wasn't there. And one of my ministers that works with me there was in the office. And he asked him what he wanted. He says, "I want the Holy Ghost." Oh, he said, "Yes." He said, "All right, we're having church." He says, "No." He says, "I want it now." Yes. Hallelujah. And he raised his hands in the office and that preacher laid hand on him and God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing tonight. I don't care what the religious world thinks about us. I don't care what the world thinks about us. We must realize this one thing, that if we want God, really want God to move on our behalf, there is no other solution but taking the hold of God and holding on with everything that is in us until God answers our prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, how many of you have a need in your life tonight? You really do have a need. You really do have a need. Wave your hand. Let me see your hand. Praise God. I want to tell you something. God's going to answer your prayer before this camp meeting is over. You hear me right now. God's going to answer your prayers before this camp meeting is over. Praise God. God is going to answer your prayers before this camp meeting is over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shall.
Yes, yes.
Overcome. What is it? I want bread. Man, it's late. I know it. But I want bread.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Knock, and it shall be opened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's become aggressive, folks. Let's become aggressive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is at hand, and the violent take it by force. Let's become aggressive. Don't be timid. Don't be afraid. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. God have mercy.
Amen, amen.
I'm fixing to close in a little bit. That's right. Reach out. My God, don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. You know, it's a strange thing about Pentecostal people. They are bothered by what another Pentecostal person thinks about them. Fooey. If any Pentecostal criticizes me for worshiping God, friend, he's in bad shape. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Some folks say, I don't need that. You need it worse than you realize. Praise God. Praise God. There's a Methodist church in Carrollton, Texas, which is about 5 miles west of Richardson. That's all north of Dallas. There are 400 families that pay tithes, and they're getting the Holy Ghost. And that woman I told you chased the car down, well, she chased one of the ladies in that church and brought them to our ladies' prayer meeting. And that morning I felt led to go to the ladies' prayer meeting, and I explained to her baptism in Jesus' name, and she accepted it. I said, I don't baptize anybody anymore in private. I used to have them call me and I'd baptize them during the day. No more for me, because it doesn't stick. I said, if you really want to be baptized in Jesus' name, we have church tonight. You come to church tonight, and I'll baptize you. She said, all right. She came that night. She was baptized. God delivered her from smoking. That's pitiful. Have the Holy Ghost and smoke. That's pitiful. She was renewed in the Holy Ghost. And the first thing she did was make an appointment with the pastor. Hallelujah. She sat down with me first in the office, and I gave her everything I knew about why we must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. for the remission of her sins. And friend, she went, and the pastor was real nice because her husband is a $200,000 a year man. That's $20,000 if you know what 10% is. Praise God. And boy, he just let her talk, and he said, that's nice and that's good. And she wasn't satisfied. She went back again. And she said, Ken, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name, or you're not going to be in the bride. Boy, he went straight up, made a U-turn, and hit the floor, and worked her over but good. And I smiled all day long after she told me she wasn't going back there again. Hallelujah. Praise God. But what I'm saying is this, she had more courage than a lot of people raised in Pentecost. Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What we need is a holy zeal, a holy excitement. We need to have confidence in ourselves and in our God. We need to start trusting the Lord more than we ever have. Hallelujah. We need to turn our faith loose. We need to get excited about our salvation. Oh, we need to start worshiping and praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! Someone says what we need is revival. You can talk about revival all you want to. You can organize revival. You can push revival. It'll never happen until you desire revival more than your life itself. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And then take hold of God and refuse to let Him go.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to talk to yourself tonight. Talk to yourself. I even answer myself. Don't worry about it. Someone says when you start answering yourself, you're nuts. Nah. I talk to myself and I answer myself back. Praise God. Need to talk to ourselves. I don't want to be a comfortable Pentecostal, because that means I'm at ease in Zion. Hallelujah. And I don't want to look for other avenues and channels to get what I want from God. Hallelujah. I'm not against promotion and this and that and the other, but we've got a lot of stuff that doesn't work. Hallelujah. But we have a surefire way. Just getting a hold of God. It works, friend. Will you stand with me right now, please? I don't care how you do it. But you listen to me right now. It's no time to leave right now. I'm not through and you're not dismissed. And I'm asking you not to leave in Jesus' name. And I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to shut your eyes. And I want you to visualize yourself taking a hold of God right now. Amen. You don't have to move your hands. If you want to move your hands, you go ahead and just clasp Him to yourself. And tell God, I'm not going to let you go, Lord. Except you bless me. Come on, there's something you want from God. Why don't you begin right now to get a hold of it? Come on. Right now, reach out to God right now. Come on, everybody. Reach out to God right now. Come on, everybody. Come on, reach out. Don't quit. Come on, everybody. Let's reach out right now and say, God, I will not let you go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. tonight. God wants to answer your prayers. Hallelujah. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. He wants to supply your needs according to His riches and glory. Amen. Reach out and let Him bless you right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hold it just 1 minute now. Hold it just 1 minute. You see, the devil's going to come to you and say, wait a minute. Remember this and remember that and remember the other. But I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. If there is something you need to remember, if you have not repented of it, repent of it right now. Hallelujah. You know what an unforgiven sin is? You know what unforgiven sin is? It's unrepented sin. You hear me? Unforgiven sin is unrepented sin. Amen. You repent and let the blood of Jesus Christ wash your sin away. Hallelujah. Don't let the adversary torment you with your failures. Jacob failed for 20 years, but God was glad to hear him pray and answer his prayers. Hallelujah. Reach out right now. Ask God to forgive you if there is sin in your life. Pray. God wants to answer your prayer. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, let's what do right now. I tell you, I want everybody now to become a part of this service. I want everybody praying with somebody. Everybody praying with somebody. Let's praise everybody. I want everybody praying with somebody. Walk out of your place and pray with somebody. Seek somebody out. Come on, everybody. I want somebody praying with somebody else. Come on, everybody praying with somebody. Come on, everybody, everybody praying with somebody. Amen. Everybody praying with somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody, somebody, everybody praying with somebody. Everybody praying with somebody. Amen. Come on, let's really pray. Come on, don't give up. Come on. Let's really get a hold of God. Everybody, come on. Everybody praying with somebody. Come on, amen. Amen, amen. Find somebody and pray with them. Find somebody and pray with them. Come on, everybody praying with somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, amen, amen, amen. Everybody, hallelujah. Come on, don't give up. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Come on. Keep believing God. Keep holding on. Everybody praying. Hallelujah. We need you, God. We need you, God. We must have you, God. We want a revival, Lord. We want a revival, Lord. We want a revival, Lord. Give us a revival, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Don't give up. Hold on. Come on, hold on. Let God do something for you right now. Let God do something for you right now. Let God do something for you right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.